Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's your top two at two on Wisconsin's Midday News.
Well, number one, security ramped up in a big way in New York City and nationwide, for that matter, for New Year's Eve celebrations. ABC's Rena Roy is in the Big Apple.
As millions of Americans prepare to celebrate this New Year's Eve, law enforcement across the country is on high alert. Security will be especially tight at the iconic ball drop in New York City's Times Square. The nation's largest police force says thousands of its officers will be in the air, on the water, and in the subway system. While officials say there's no specific or credible threat, this year we'll see secondary screenings and additional officers.
Yeah, a lot of layers to this thing. You got the basic security screening kind of stuff. Just think about if you are going through the airport or something like that, or attending a major sporting event. But they also have the high technology stuff. Video, AI surveillance. You've got the whole Times Square area on video, essentially, with the ability to sort of zoom in on groups of people to attend to a medical emergency, a crime that could be going down, looking for any sort of weapons, like anything. They can really do a lot with their technology behind the scenes. Real-time intelligence, determining where people are, who's coming through the crowds, all that kind of stuff. Of course, there is a perimeter set up to make sure no vehicles get into that area. Think about it. All the times you've watched the ball drop in New Year's Eve in Times Square, never seen a vehicle.
Nope.
Never. Just gobs of people smashed into an area hoping to find a bathroom before too long.
Yeah, I will say, we've talked a little bit about New Year's plans. That going to see the actual big ball drop in New York is probably, in terms of power rankings, at the very bottom. Yeah, there's not a lot of that that's attractive to me at all.
No, I'm with you on that. It's a lot of crowd, a lot of cold. No bathroom in sight. Now, there's a VIP lounge. I might be down for that, chilling with Ryan Seacrest for a minute.
Having to pay four figures or upwards of that to be able to use a facility is also not attractive to me.
Biggest police staff in the country, and they are in full force tonight in Times Square.
Well, here's one for you. Heads up if you haven't sent out the holiday card yet. I know there's some procrastinators out there who maybe, for one reason or another, you send out a holiday letter, maybe summarizing your year that was, and you haven't done so yet. Well, there's a change coming from the U.S. Postal Service that could impact you if you still send out that holiday summary through the mail, or if you pay some of all of your bills the old-fashioned way. There's a change on the way. ABC's Elizabeth Schulze.
The U.S. Postal Service is adjusting the rules around when letters are postmarked. So typically, when you send an envelope, the postmark date is stamped as the same date you drop it in your mailbox or at the post office. Well, now that postmark date could be several days later. The Postal Service says this is part of a modernization process, and as it evolves around the reality that there are more packages in the mail than there are letters.
So this doesn't seem to be impacting, like, if you have an Amazon delivery or anything like that. It doesn't seem to be targeting that, just the letters. And it's interesting, Greg, because we had this story when I was on Wisconsin's Afternoon News yesterday from Denmark, where that country just became the first worldwide to completely eliminate letter delivery. You're not going to be able to send letters through the post, at least the National Postal Service in Denmark anymore, just because there aren't a lot of letters being sent out at this point as we switch to more digital. So locally here in the U.S., I doubt it's going to get to that point, just because the way that our postal system's set up, it would have to go through so many different legislative acts and people would have to agree on things in order for that to happen. So not going to be likely a complete elimination of the letters here. But what you will see are some of what we're seeing now, where you used to postmark it and it went out that same day. Well, now we're going to postmark it 3-4 days later. So you're going to have to start doing more mental math if you still send out those letters.
What am I going to do with all the Christmas cards that I receive? I like to build a little wall and, like, clip them to a little thing of twine. It's very festive.
Yeah, me too. I think I got a couple from some of our teammates here in the office that are now on said refrigerator.
Well, mine was digital.
Yeah, I didn't get
that
one.
Just opted for that one. It's been a busy year in the Matzik household, no doubt. 2:14 here on WTMJ.